The Rancor's Brothel presents. Cold, dead hand.
On the way back, while the driver's driving back, I'm going to get on the comms and say...
You're now completely basically out of comms, because I'm assuming that was... You're underground.
Concrete. Yeah.
But I'm going to say... Korovon found a hatch underground. Seems safe. Get to the hatch.
Okay.
I really thought about mining the stairs.
Oh,
but they can fly.
Roll a sneak roll, Jeff.
Sneaky.
Pass.
Okay, we'll deal with that later. Flynn, you stop at the hatch.
Okay. How did the doors on the MTV open?
I assume that there's either a gangway or something, like you want to get the guys out quick, so I would assume it would descend like a gangway, right?
There's
or
like,
maybe double
doors. There's
like
doors double
doors
at the back, and yeah.
You can Google it
That's
if you want.
That's basically it.
Okay, so I'm going to have the driver maneuver so that the back is right up against the hatch, or one side of the hatch. So if the hatch is like open like this,
yeah,
I'm going to come in here.
Sure.
And I'm going to tell, I'm radioing Dave... I'm going to say, mirror me on the other side, so that we almost create, when we open the doors, like a path, that way we're guarded on the sides, and we can just out, and we just have to cover the top.
Sure. All right. Sounds legit.
And I'm going to, so when Dave pulls up, I'm going to take over the machine gun, and I'm just going to lay down fire right above that.
So what are you doing?
Path.
What are you doing with your guys?
I'm sending them all in.
Okay. So you just sent 12 men down the stairs.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, not until Dave gets there. We set up, we open the doors, and I start firing over.
So you're stopping and waiting.
Yes.
Okay. Craig, you get back to, like, four guys being alive. Roll sand, because, like, they've been fucking butchered by some of these in here.
God, rolling so much sand. I thought I re-rolled sand for this.
Fuck.
Crit fail.
We'll call it four, then, because most of them are a bloodbath. You want to make me a luck roll, too?
I don't like these dice anymore.
You're supposed to call it before you roll it.
I was supposed to call it.
Yep. High or low?
Hi.
Hello.
Pass.
Bernie's still alive.
Okay. Who, my four, who else is still, Bernie. Like, I have a bunch of different specialists. Who's dead and who's alive?
I'll give you, I'll let you use whatever you want, but you only have four guys. So out of your team, pick the four you want, and Bernie's one of them.
Burninating the peasants.
Are you loading them back in?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They get loaded back in. Dave, make me a drive roll to see how you do with this. Don't fuck it up.
I did not fuck it up.
Did you pass?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a 13.
You back up well. Doors fly open. You kind of have kind of a nice canopy. You're kind of protected, sort of.
All right. I'm going to be in them.
Stay on that gun. I'll tell my machine gunner to stay up there.
I'm going to take over my machine gun and order my men down.
Sure.
Also, Vasily, you stay with him. Who is the assistant machine gunner?
Assistant to the machine gunner.
Well, you know, if Petrov goes down, he needs someone else to man the gun.
I mean, I'm assuming the intent is their mobile machine gun and has a belt feeder.
He probably has an LMG, like, on his person, and then he can man the HMG if he needs to.
Fire going up in the air. One of you can roll a D100 for the two guns going off.
ahead.
You need to be 12 or less.
Wait, seriously? I rolled a 14.
Oh my god, spin luck.
Also, yes.
What?
Basically, what it does on the mass table is it accounts for how many men are firing at once, and each weapon firing up counts as a number of points. The two heavy machine guns count as 6 points apiece.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, 12 points are firing into
the air. But I have an assistant machine gunner with an LMG.
I'll give you one extra point.
That's a 13. You dick.
I'm also firing my pistol. Just inside.
One of them sneaks in the corner. Flynn shoots it in the face.
Hey.
Victor is going down with the rest of the squad.
We would have need the entire company unloading at once.
Yeah, and you know how many you kill when you do that?
Like half of
one. I'll give you a hint. It's more than zero. Less than two.
Oh, God.
These things are not easy to kill.
So myself and eight of my squad are going down.
No. And my entire squad of 11.
So you are now in control of 19 men. Jeff.
The power.
Yes.
To die in somewhere else.
Let me think about something.
Oh, by all means. We wouldn't want you to go into a situation with not enough intel.
Hey, you're the player characters.
That was good.
This is also, like, one of the most complicated one-shots I've ever read. Like, it's up there. Second most. It's a lot of fun, though. I'm having fun anyway. Oh, yeah. I don't know about you guys.
Well, we ran out of vodka.
We did. A long time ago.
Way too early.
Like, almost sober. It's ridiculous.
You step into a domed space, Jeff. It appears to be 30 diameters at its base and 12 meters high. It's divided into two floors with a spiral staircase. The floor you are on is a large maintenance area with tools and supplies, a mechanical equipment room, electrical equipment, kitchen, some doors, etc. What do you want
to
do?
I'm going to look to the rocket guy and say, where do we need to go?
He points upward.
Okay, we will continue sneaking.
Upsy-daisy, stairsy-casey.
Okay. Roll me another sneak.
Sneak. Missed it by two.
All right, we'll keep that in mind. Flynn, you're manning the gun, so I'm going to imagine you keep shooting into the air at whatever's attacking you.
Yes.
They don't seem to hurt. Like, at this point, you've been struck several times, and there are now no more easy targets, so they are starting to target the things. Sooner or later, you're going to run out of, like, a half track to survive in. You've got some time, but it's getting rough.
I am going to, like once my guys are in, I'm going to be looking to make my way down. Is there anything in the actual track that, like, I'm thinking, like, riot shield or a spare, like, something heavy, something that I could put over my head to just make that quick...
One of the doors.
You're just going to have to run and hope you don't get caught. I mean, it's going to be hard. You have set up, I mean, between you and Dave, the two half tracks have set up something pretty formidable, but it's just going to be a run down the stairs and hope they don't notice you, which might be a little difficult after the machine guns stop firing.
To do it while the machine guns are still firing.
Yeah. Well, I was firing one of them.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah, I'm
Vasily is there too. He can take over.
So I'm going to go.
Okay. You go down the stairs. Craig, you've picked up your men. You're on the way back. You see that the rest of your team has set up some sort of like complicated brigade. It's going to be hard to get through.
I'm going to tell so they've backed up to two sides of the thing. I'm going to tell my driver to back up to the third side, imitate what they did.
Roll drive check. Don't fuck it up.
Oh, crit fail.
You're stuck ass in it.
just open up, face up. Please come get us.
Oh, God.
Flynn, make me a dex by five.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, my God.
I knew that was coming.
Nope.
How much damage is getting crushed by a half track?
Oh my god.
For Vasily, of course.
So I wasn't down.
So you took, that was the thing. You chose, so basically these are all in like, basically like split second increments. So like you jump out the half track and like, I'm going. And you go sprinting down just as this guy pivots around and backs the fuck up. which apparently he rolls bad enough. It is a 5 meter by 5 meter hole, so he can put the half track inside the hole, aka on top of Flynn.
Well, there are tracks on two sides.
It could have been worse. 6 points of damage.
All right.
As you are struck by the half track. I'll say with six, you didn't totally get fucked. You're not smashed under the half track, but you do get knocked all like down like four flights of fucking stairs or whatever. You've been struck and knocked down the spiral. Craig, your half track is currently angled up into the sky as you've totally fucked the whole thing that they had going.
45 degree angle.
Yep, your 45 degree Captain. Angle. Your gun is now like perpendicular, parallel to the plane almost.
No tension's my broken
arm. Is the half track stable? Or is it, how stable or unstable is it?
It's not super stable, and the guys in the back are really unhappy because they've been thrown around now.
Okay, is it going to fall down the hole?
Maybe. Depends. Like, the elevator's in the middle. You're kind of sort of sitting halfway on the elevator.
Like, it's yeah. The hole is big enough the half track could fall in.
The elevator's not quite big enough to accommodate a vehicle, but it's not far off. So now you've now dumped.
It's 15 feet across.
The hole is 15 by 15.
No.
The spiral staircase goes around the circumference. So the elevator itself is probably, what, 8 by 8? It says that it can't accommodate one of your vehicles. It's big enough to get machines and equipment down there for sure. But what I'm saying is, how heavy is a half track with 15 dudes in it sitting on an elevator that's like an 8 by 8 pad? Like, I don't think things are going to go well for you if you make another poor roll.
Well, it's five of us now, but okay. So I'm.
You're kind of stuck there. We'll go from there. You're still in the. So you descended, right, Dave?
Yeah, with roll like 20 guys.
Roll sneak with your 20 guys.
Sneaky, 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 sneak. I don't have that skill. Oh wait, I do. Actually, I'm good at it. Never mind.
I mean, you're a sniper. I would hope so.
But I still failed.
Good news, Dave. They're not worried about you because they're worried about him. 20 dudes coming down the stairs.
Mean Jeff?
Yeah. News, Jeff. Bad news, Dave. Sorry. My bad. So that's that many, and there are.
Snurting.
I think that's right. No.
We sing as we go down the stairs.
You see these things come flying up from down low at you, like under the stairs.
Because
they apparently hear you coming down.
What kind of stairs are
they down here too?
Where do you think they were flying up from?
Uh-oh. Just thought they were hanging out outside.
Nope, nope, nope. You attract them from underground.
Oh.
They delve too greedily and too deep.
Fact. Okay, so
you've done everything wrong.
That's fine. There aren't really good answers, I'll be honest.
Welcome to Delta Green.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is glancy Delta Green, so it's even more of a dick move. Okay, there we are.
So at this point we've lost over half of our company.
There's a reason that we have fodder.
There's a reason why you had company to begin with. So five of them come screeching up out of the darkness, claws and teeth and... It says kick. I don't know how they kick without feet.
I don't know.
Come Stump. Flying at you. One guy takes 15 points of damage, so I'm going to assume he's probably dead.
Oh, yeah, I think
you're
so.
You're down to 19. But all of a sudden, they come out of nowhere and just
he's
come right at you.
Stumped through the chest.
Well, technically, I had 19, so technically I have 18.
Okay. So one guy's dead. All your guys are screaming. Jeff.
Yeah.
You doing all right there, bud?
Oh, yeah.
You get up.
I don't know why that was so funny, but man.
Just stump implanted into there,
yeah,
Jeff.
That just caught me just right.
Okay.
Doesn't hurt that it's midnight.
Yeah, we're slapping.
Oh, yeah. You see an operations room containing controls for the system, manual launch controls, guidance computers, console, communications equipment room, communications station, encryption scramblers, an office, a latrine and maintenance closet.
My favorite kind of closet.
The guy looks at you.
What should we want to do?
What do we need to do exactly?
Well, he points to a countdown.
Oh, well, then that's what we need to do.
Hey, Flynn, how many hours you got left till their time runs out?
How long have we been jacking around here?
It's that amount of time.
Oh, we got plenty of time.
This is a dead man switch.
Okay.
If we press it, the clock resets. Idea roll.
F***ing press it.
Hot one.
How does Moscow know you pressed it?
Because one of my guys is the radio guy.
How are you going to contact them in the blizzard?
Well, the facility also has communications.
Didn't you just say something about communications?
There is a radio tower, yes.
No, I mean in the stuff that you just read off in here.
Correct. If you ask your radio guys, we'll assume that's one of the guys still alive. There are radio towers that are underground that they raise for communications. Establishing communications in this blizzard may be difficult. With the O1, you do know that if they see a plume, they could probably assume you succeeded.
A plume.
If they see an explosion.
Hey, we got that. They're good.
Big explosion.
The one you see from miles and miles and miles
away. Like a warehouse full of fucking gas cans?
More like a backpack nuke.
Like the backpack.
Well, I mean,
like
a backpack nuke would definitely do it. You rolled an ot one. If you know that if you hit the solid fuel on those missiles, that would send up a gout of flame. The worry from the guy is if you let off the backpack nuke, what is America going to do when they see a nuclear detonation?
Right.
What is everyone else doing? If you can create a big explosion, but not a nuclear explosion, something that they can see. Because know they're
especially
watching.
Especially something that's not actually taking off.
Right. Something that won't be tracked. Right.
A okay, local so nuke is still better than an ICBM on
it. Roll me demolitions. Demo man.
Demo man, demo man.
Does whatever a demo can.
Exactly.
I mean, he details a few options. There are, in fact, I believe, 6 potential things you could do.
Motherfucker, I missed it by 2.
Scratch, scratch.
Can I spend luck?
Well, now you want to spend luck. You were saying that was shitty earlier.
No, I said it was shitty that it didn't regenerate like it's supposed to.
Rules.
Rules are only appropriate when
you're carrying a lot of explosive, Jeff. Like, and you're in a place that carries explosives.
Right.
We don't want to blow up an ICBM.
But I don't exactly what he said.
Pussies. Okay, Flynn, we'll go to you. You've now fallen down a dunk, number of stairs.
Dunk, and dunk, you can't get
dunk,
up.
Dunk.
You happen to like look around and look just as these things like strafe Dave and turn around. They're now like between you and Dave's
team. Oh god!
There's like 5 of them.
In Russian.
Vidanya.
So they're just like, Dave is lower than I am.
Yes, he's farther on down the
stairwell. And they're
stairwell.
Turning back towards him?
Yes. They're not paying attention to you.
They
see a meal before them.
They have found the Omnomonicon.
One of them is probably holding the remains of the guy that they just fucking murdered. Because they went through, picked out a body, and tore the fuck out of him.
Well, I will. I'm going to sneak and just try to make my way down.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah. You. I mean, you can't really go around it, but you can kind of get up and, like, they're there in front of you. So, like, Dave could make fodder for them so you could get around them if you wanted to, maybe, or push your way through the guys. It is a spiral staircase, so, like, there's only up or down.
Yeah.
You go up to where the half track knocked you down, or you go down past all this bullshit.
How far to the bottom?
It's a straight shaft down.
Like, I mean, but we can't see the bottom or anything like that.
Not without dropping something, maybe. Okay. You would assume it's a decent ways. Jumping down the shaft is probably not advisable.
Man, I don't have many options here. that won't end up with me probably rolling 000s and killing Dave. That limits my choices.
Well, I also have 18 other guys with me.
Yeah, seriously.
Actually, most of which are your squad.
Yeah.
If only they don't turn around and shoot the shit out of you.
Yeah, I mean, they can't really fire up.
You have flares on.
That's true.
How
have I seen them react to a flare?
No.
It seems to me that the entire diesel and like aircraft fuel tanks that I lit up would probably be more of a plume than a missile exhaust, because it's way less controlled and it's out in the open air.
You don't have a demolitions roll. There's a potential thing that might be helpful that I assume the demo guy would have to make. Yes, what you're saying is absolutely correct, but you're not a demo guy.
Right.
Yeah, it's the difference between stuff on the surface exploding in all directions, spherical of a sorts, versus in a container directed upward. It's like gunfire out of a barrel.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out how that would prove anything.
Who knows?
I'm just going to hide, and I'm going to delay my turn until after Dave.
I don't think there's rules in this game, but okay.
I'm making them up.
Craig, you're now ass down in the...
Cody, it's okay. Right.
I'm just going to make shit up as I go along. It's fine.
I'm going to tell the driver to pull the half track forward enough to get us level and then drop the back door.
All right, let's see how he does that. I mean, I guess it is a treaded vehicle.
You get one more chance, Anton.
I want to be able to...
I roll better drive than you do. He does it. He opens the thing. You can get your, six dudes out or whatever, as well as Fedorenko?
Yeah, well, five including him, yeah.
Yeah, Fedorenko with the backpack. Newt goes running down.
Oh, good.
King's all here.
Yeah, and on the way down, I'm going to tell the guys we're closing the hatch behind us.
That's going to be kind of hard. I mean, you're still sort of parked in the way.
Well, I was hoping to pull forward enough to be able to, or at least if it's still closing on a doorway from the, I mean, if it's closing on a doorway from the ATV.
Luck roll. There's a lot of shit in the way now.
Yeah. Luck. Low. Passed.
Apparently you can close it.
Awesome.
So we're going to ignore the poor machine gunner and the machine gunner's assistant who are now left up there with the 5x5 meter thing sealed. So we'll go down to the interior teams.
For
Dave,
the motherland.
One of your men just got ripped apart. There are a few of these things lying around.
Yes, these things do happen. We are going down further into the facility. We're trying to find Nikolai's folks.
Okay.
Basically, wherever that control room is, we are the defensive barrier in front of it.
Okay. You see him fuck off.
Okay.
The guy's like, move, and just they start running.
Okay. What are the
probably AK-47
do?
Fire as we go.
I was waiting for their turn to see what 90s, happens next.
AK-74.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing like a fighting retreat thing going downward.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I gotta assume some of the guys are gonna shout out their concern for their squad leader behind you.
Well, he ordered them down. They don't know that he came down later.
Sure. Yeah.
True.
No, at this point, they're following Dave. Anything in particular you want to do?
I don't know either.
They disappear out of sight.
It's a spiral, so you're seeing them like go out of sight, and then they'll be on a level below you, and then moving on downward. He just fucked off.
Oh, no.
He's willing to give up the guys in the back to keep moving forward.
How many birds are there?
Five, I believe I said, attacked him. You would probably hear people behind you, yes.
Okay.
All four or five of them.
The half track coming down the stairs.
I pull out a grenade.
This
I'm
can
just holding
only
it for
end
now.
Well.
You pull a pin?
Nope.
Okay, you're holding a grenade.
And I'm just waiting.
All right.
Good dead man switch.
You made a stealth roll, so I'm assuming you're standing there relatively quietly. Mm-hmm. Somebody roll a D100 for Craig and let me see his character sheet.
59.
Probably not.
Apparently he's pretty quiet, so these five things are going after the back ass end of Dave's team. One, two,
Alyosha!
Three. So three attacks out of five. Oh, Jesus. That guy takes 10 damage with his armor. He's pretty hurt. That guy takes another 10 damage. So there are two guys with 10 damage.
How does armor work in this?
Reduces 1 point or 2 points per. So
well, they have armor 12.
12?
Kevlar.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, several things on that list give armor.
Mm.
Helmet boots, is five.
Helmet,
Let me look. I'm pretty sure he wrote something in here that's shitty. Because I mean,
military Kevlar body armor, 12 points protection. Kevlar helmet, 5 points protection.
Plus, they each have at least
heavy
12
Arctic cold
HP.
Weather gear and Hold winter on. Camouflage, 1 point protection.
Hold on, it's just there to make you feel better.
Winter combat boots, 2 points protection.
It's just there to make you better.
That's yeah, on top feel of the, unwounded better.
12 HP they each have.
Well, yeah, I figured it just didn't matter.
Apparently not. They have a thematically appropriate amount of armor and health.
Did my armor soak when I got hit by a truck?
It probably helped a little.
Yay!
There's a thing in here that's like...
So they're all still alive.
There's a thing Yay. In here.
God. Are we dead or not?
There's a thing in here. I'm trying to remember. Because he
that
was
you
like,
made up.
Huh?
Nothing.
Don't tell him. It happens a lot, but it's not what... Holy shit, you're really f***ing... No, there's a thing where he's like, oh, yeah, like... You should read this when I'm done. I'll send it to you. It's like, oh, yeah, they tried this? Fuck them. Oh, they tried this? Fuck them twice. Oh, they want to die in a room with a bunch of blank monitors? Fuck them. Like, it's just, it's supposed to be, like, impossible.
So we're Suicide Squad.
Something in here is like, yeah, they may have armor, but it doesn't matter because these guys, like, transport through fucking time or go to hell. I don't care. It's there to make you feel better, and I don't care. Is basically what's written.
They're ethereal feet.
Yeah, it's something roughly thematic. The stumps get through you because you get kicked with ethereal wind feet or something.
Ethereal wind feet.
I'm not going to waste a whole... See, I would think it would be right here where the thralls are listed. Because there it talks about... Okay, there it is. Because that talks about vehicle armor, and I thought it talked about personal armor as well. I'll say they get fucked up. We'll say they're not dead, but they get fucked up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Your medic can stop and heal them if you want to stop and heal them.
Nah.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't even know where the fuck I am. Jeff, this guy starts to work on the computers unless you say something different. He's going to stop the countdown.
Nope, that's fine.
It will take him several minutes, he says.
Okay.
And you probably hear the boots of my people getting close.
Shit. Yes, Jeff.
How do I figure out this plume?
Nom de plume.
I'll give you another demolitions roll. God. Fuck it. Flynn, you're standing there holding a grenade, watching these things tear apart the back end of Dave's squad, who just keeps running down. Craig is now running behind you, about to join you. You're holding a grenade. What would you like to do?
Just thinking about pulling the pin.
Actually.
Just chuck it.
Over or under, Flynn?
Under.
Oops. Let's not do that. I rolled 2 tens places. That seems relatively unfair to you. You look over the side, like down the elevator shaft, and you see more of them down there coming up towards you.
Yep. I'm pulling the pin. How fast are they coming? I'm going to try to time it.
Cook it.
I'm going to cook it, try to time it.
So
drop
Flynn,
it.
Flynn has pulled the pin. What are you giving it? 1,000 count? A 2,000 count?
Well, it actually isn't until you
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. The trigger, yeah.
Are you letting the trigger go to cook it?
Yeah.
Okay. Giving it 1,000 count, a 2,000 count, a 3,000 count.
I mean, Flynn here doesn't know what the fuck that means. I assume my Spetsnaz soldier knows probably what would make sense. We'll see.
Okay, then give me an appropriate skill roll involving grenades. A throw, an explosive, something convincing that's not just a luck roll.
Let's go throw.
Throw or demolitions?
Or, well, I guess not grenade launcher.
Make me that roll, Flynn. I feel
I
good about my
eyes. I launch you with my arm.
Ooh. Nope. Didn't miss it by much, but I don't know if that matters.
So you see him pull the pin, and he lets the handle loose. 1,000, 2,000, and he lets it loose, and you hear clank as it hits something on the structure instead of falling clean down the shaft. Oh, Jesus. Roll me some damage for a grenade.
Oh, where's that damage boy?
Damage boy?
Hey, damage boy.
What's the damage on that? What's the blast radius on that?
Which kind of grenade did you have?
That was all an those things. RDG, RGD, something. Throwing weapons.
Anti-personnel hand grenade.
3 meters?
3 meters of damage radius.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Within a 5 meter shaft.
You want me to roll damage?
I mean, that's 60%.
Yeah, let's just roll some fucking damage. What we got here?
7 damage.
Let's see it. I'm just curious what it does. You got the RDG 3d6 damage in within a 3 meter radius. I don't know if there's the old... In the new one, that would be radius. 3 meter kill radius. Yeah, it's 3d6 damage within a 3 meter radius.
6 diameter.
Oh, that's the whole width of the shaft, if it's in the center of the shaft.
Right. Dave, make me a luck roll.
Sorry.
Over, under.
Yeah, I'm good. Quote, unquote.
It shreds some of your men, just not you, as it bounces and tumbles down the shaft. And anti-personnel, I assume, is shrapnel. So shrapnel flies everywhere.
Frag grenade.
Like, some of it probably hits the ghosty goose.
Yeah! So,
grats. Craig.
I have 3 more.
You hear the screams of more of your men below as an explosion goes off.
How many of my dudes get hurt?
That was 7 damage to, I'll give you one of these. 7 damage to just one guy. Just all one right. guy fucking takes 7 damage to the chest.
I'll heal him.
Alright, so my group is gonna go down. Marching order is gonna be flamethrower first, machine gun second, me, the rocket dude, oh, and the radio operator.
That guy gets to be Rocket Man.
And are you doing anything, or are you just moving down in that order?
We're moving down, and we're going to shoot anything that's not human on the way.
Okay, well, you encounter Flynn first.
Hey, can I join your group?
Yes, you can.
I have grenades.
Be careful with those, please.
How many levels in Wizard do you have?
Dave, your ears are ringing. One of your guys is screaming out in pain. Do you continue down the shaft?
Yeah, we're...
You're just like, down! Down! And you keep running down.
Well, how much further is it to where...
We'll say you're down there now. I just really wanted to fuck with you guys on the stairs because it's a great place to have
combat.
So
we get to like the entrance to that room, and we're basically like...
You get down to like a T, and to the left you hear noise, and to the right you don't hear noise.
I thought I had to go up.
You did. There's some maneuvering around here. Some here, Dave,
wobbliness.
Or Jeff, since you don't believe me, you find a map on the wall.
Anyway, we're basically just like forming a wide V,
okay,
like on either side of the door, where, you know, people are like just shooting out through the door.
Sure.
Whenever someone runs out of ammo, they drop back. Someone else comes out.
Okay. So now you're just continual automated fire.
Well. As opportunity. It's not like we're doing suppressing fire. It's just more like...
Sure.
Yeah.
If you see a monster, shoot.
Yep.
Bada bada bada. Bada bada bada. Bada bada bada. Bada bada bada. Firing goes out. You are Spetsnaz soldiers, so you are shooting people. Like, yeah, I mean, well, you are shooting these things.
3-round burst.
You soon see... okay, so there's that. They come flying out. Let's get a few more. Ooh, that really hurts. That one also really hurts. That one doesn't hurt, so I get a couple of hits there. One guy takes 15 points of damage. He's probably crippled for life, maybe.
Oh, he's probably dead.
Another guy takes 10 points of damage. Did I get 3 hits on you? I think so. 6, 10, 14. This guy might be dead outright. 15 points of damage.
Yep.
But you are, like, you notice as the bullets hit them that it's not super effective, but it does drive them back. Craig and the captain's team comes down a short while later and starts bursting off the flamethrower, and you see that they run from that.
Sure.
Anything else anyone wants to do? I know you're still in the control tower, or you're in the control dome.
I mean, at this point, we're all just defending your team, so what's your team doing?
Of course, we don't know that.
I have to figure out how to light the fuel.
How much time is left, Flynn?
How long have we been jacking around down here?
I mean,
not that long.
10.
So it's like 3:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
I mean, sounds right.
It's not been that long of a time.
And that's on the morning of the 20th? 21st? Okay.
I mean, like, you have, like, a full day.
Oh, yeah,
like 36 hours or something.
Yeah.
If you wanted to render this completely obsolete, you could light up... The ICBMs will not react if they're not armed.
Yeah.
You could pop the silos. You could blow up the solid fuel, and that would shoot an unbelievable gout of flame into the sky.
Yes.
Exactly what Craig said earlier would work perfectly.
Yes.
If you don't...
But my character needs to figure out how to do that, because Jeff doesn't know how to do that.
You carry enough, well, with the exception of a satchel charge that went up in the air.
Yes,
you
I've carry still got more
than enough.
Do it.
And what is our purpose in lighting these on fire?
Convince the USSR that the ICBM will not go off and don't start World War III.
Oh.
I mean,
so, like, we blew it up, so it's cool?
Yeah.
Like, that's
they're not going to launch because we just burned up all the fuel.
To be fair, you have how many hours to also get the radio operating, too?
Yeah. Me personally, I'm not convinced that any amount of flame shooting out of one of these holes is gonna be seen through this storm by anybody,
or that our intentions will be clear.
Nobody other than us two teams is close enough to see this thing, unless we actually do a thermonuclear detonation.
No, you could see that, but either way,
because
the resetting the dead man's switch is a temporary fix,
right?
Yeah.
Blowing the rockets makes it so that these things aren't going to launch.
I just don't think anybody else is close enough to see that.
And then we have to fix the radio, like he said.
Like, I don't know of any explosion short of nuclear that you can see from hundreds of kilometers.
I don't know. We don't see.
Satellites.
I'm going to leave. I mean,
yeah, maybe.
I'm going to leave the radio guy here with the rocket guy.
Okay.
I'm taking the other one, and we're heading for the silos. Since I... just found this handy dandy map.
You're welcome.
All right.
I assume I passed them on the way.
Oh, hey.
Gouts of flame shooting down the tunnel. So, I assume that they're handling the thralls.
So have
point,
we joined? Have we all joined up together?
Ish.
Okay.
Vladimir, stay with the folks here. We'll move out and give these folks cover.
Cool.
Because I want to be clear on when I arrive to join them.
Yeah, no, you've arrived. If you want to take control, you are the captain.
Okay. Flamethrower is gonna stay on point with cover.
He doesn't have a lot of fuel. It won't last for forever, but...
Just right. Gives short I little... Mean,
if you put enough bullets downfield, like, theoretically, these things are going to die.
Okay. I'm going to tell a couple of guys... I want to have a couple of guys... Jeff, are we meeting up? Are we all four back together now?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was in the process of giving orders when you got here.
Send a handful more people up there to cover the rocket guy.
Okay. I've got the head rocket guy with me now. I'm going to send him to join your guy.
Perfect.
And the third one live, or is he gone?
As far as I know, all I rocket guys are alive.
I think he was in my team, okay. The third one.
Right. And we need to get the radio guy up there on the radio.
Okay.
Getting that working.
So let's send some guys to escort each of those.
Yep.
I think we should back away from this and just toss as many grenades into the shaft as we can.
Sure. Do all Rambo
that was my
on
chance. So,
send someone up the stairwells that
do
nobody's
you bring this map with
screaming.
You? Do we have access to it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Just rip it off the frame on the wall.
Just holding this big map. Looks like we have blast locks.
Correct.
Here, and here.
Can we figure out how to access those?
Yeah, I'll ask one of the rocket man.
You could work them with some mechanical repair rolls.
Is there a secondary exit here before we blow the stairwell?
That's the thing. I don't think we need to blow the stairwell. We can cut it off. With that blast lock.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a door here we're coming through that we can close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then f*** the grenades. Yeah, we don't want to destroy our way out of here.
Like driving a truck down it.
Yeah, that would be terrible. Yeah.
Wait, what?
All right, so we're going to hold...
You mean you actually did that?
We're going to hold this position long enough until we can close the door here.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You guys can figure that out. Jeff.
Yes.
What were you doing, you said?
We're sending a group up to cover the rocket guys.
Yep.
We're sending a group down to cover the radio guy so he can get the radio up and working. And then we're going to blow the silos.
Okay.
Kaboom.
I'm trusting your judgment here.
I see three silos. I've got four timer charges. We can get in there, set the charges, set a timer, get back out, close that blast door there, and provided we don't get jumped in the middle.
So you provide boom, but no really big boom.
Pretty big fucking boom, but...
Moderate boom.
But not really big boom.
No, controlled no. Boom.
Boom as well.
Warheads are not armed. Correct?
Very good.
No, they're not. I'm trying to check one last... Should have looked this up in the haste of everything that has happened today.
What a mood duck.
Go look at that map. Thank you.
Okay, but...
There's a part of the structure called the Power Dome.
Power Dome!
It's where all the wrestling matches happen.
Welcome to the Power Dome!
I'm gonna assume so.
Glancy's given me one last card to play, I think. So we're gonna play it.
Card is stupid.
Well, we'll see.
It's certainly not fair.
No, it's not fair.
Oh, excellent. There are escape portals here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are shafts up to the surface.
Awesome. Then we're gonna toss grenades before we close the door in the shaft that we came in.
For God's sake. Do you guys have magic points on your sheet?
What?
No.
Negative.
No.
See, I don't remember how old Delta Green did magic.
What in the sim?
Alright.
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 Jeff, you said you were going to the silos? I set myself a DC that was very low.
Yes, I'm going to the silos and whatever force we're taking with us.
Listen roll?
Is that a thing on here?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
It is. Pass.
You hear someone gibbering somewhere down the hallway.
Down the hallway towards the silos?
Yes.
IR scope on the rifle.
Okay. You see someone in disheveled military uniform in the middle of the hallway, kneeling in supplication, I guess would be the best way to describe it. Kind of rocking back and forth, talking to himself.
Check their feet.
Let me see them feet.
Are the lights on down here? Can we see?
Yes, the generators are active. Otherwise, the dead man switch would be doing something very, very differently.
Yeah, that's true.
I.e. launching missiles. You're lucky you kept the firefight out of the power dome.
How far off are they?
10 meters.
Okay, can I hear what they're saying? Can I make out details?
It doesn't appear to be Russian.
Does he recognize the uniform?
Russian military. Old. Older style.
I'll move up. I'll keep about 10 feet of distance.
As you move up, you hear a boom.
Boom.
Military science rolls for everybody.
Nope. Not 8, yep. 28 out of 43.
Fail.
Anyone who makes the military science roll, roll sand.
Yay.
Got it. 13.
It
was okay. An unnatural boom.
More of a bloom.
That's a 2 sand for you folks.
Jeez.
It sounds like artillery fire. Whatever the f*** that is not artillery fire.
Boom!
It like shakes the ground above you. Boom! And the guy who's gibbering now begins cackling.
Boom!
What is all this racket?
I'm going for the silo.
Okay. You run over to the silos. Boom. Boom. Everybody else make a sand check?
Yep.
Yep. Actually, crit success. I don't know if that makes a difference.
1 if you pass, 6 if you fail.
Oh, jeez.
You suddenly begin to hear a howling screech from above that fills your ears, your brains, your mind, everything. You begin to run past the guy who's cackling, I assume.
Yep.
There's you're beginning to hear this screech as well. Anything anybody else wants to do?
So have we closed the blast doors?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. You sort of sealed them away from you.
Close the blast door.
I am with the rocket scientists doing their thing.
They're all staring, looking at you as they're like freaking the fuck out at this sound. Like some of the guys are like bleeding out of their ears or their nose now. Like just like, sir.
I will.
Come on, this is rocket science.
Grab their shoulders, shake them, and focus, comrade, focus.
Jeff,
I'm gonna shoot the guy.
Okay, just execute him.
Yes.
Boom. You shoot him. He goes down dead.
Okay.
What I would have done.
Everybody else roll sand.
Were we there with him?
Or I assume not. Jeff was running down the hallway trying to rig the explosives.
There would have been a group running down there with me, but I don't know who.
I don't know if you guys are with him or not.
I'm his escort. That was the plan anyway.
Okay, so you see him shoot this guy in the head.
Yeah, that's what I would have done.
Okay. Boom. Something is shaking the fuck out of the base.
I'm going to go with the, I'm going to take the radio operator and go to the radio towers.
Sure.
I'll go with you.
And I'm going to bring I'll bring my men with me.
Okay. The radio towers.
Technically, the radio guy outranks you right now. Just.
I'll escort him.
Yeah, you could start wenching.
Wenching?
I mean, you could start wenching the antenna up. One of the antennas has been destroyed. Like, as you go over there, you could see, like, snow has fallen down in. Boom! You see something moving up there? Jeff, you can get to one of the silos if you want.
Yeah. I've got various bits of directional mines and anti-personnel mines and...
He has boom stuff.
One more satchel charge.
Okay.
I will rig it up.
Sure. It's going to take you a little while to rig it up.
Okay.
Boom! Everybody else roll sand again.
Success.
No.
Fail.
I rolled another six. So, one if you pass, six if you fail.
Oof.
Am I
rolling this?
Yes. You hear this as well.
Made it by one.
You now have guys on your squads who are screaming belligerently, who are just like freaking out. They're panicking. They're screaming, this is Armageddon. This is the end times. One or two of them may even start to be pointing their weapons at each other. You're losing control of the situation very, very quickly. Speaking of sand.
Comrades, Zarodina.
All right, still good. Jeff begins saying,
doesn't matter if it is weird creatures or Americans, you do it for the motherland.
Flynn, you start raising the antenna?
Yes.
Roll sand. Yes, Jeff.
Yep.
I'm going to holler down at Dave, get everybody out of here.
And on that note, let's go.
You lose two.
Okay.
How many guys you got with you?
Me?
Yeah.
I probably have all 11.
Well, I'm not going to roll 11 of them, but I'm getting a good idea based on what I'm rolling here.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys are getting that up, you see a couple of guys look up the shaft as they are starting to look at it, and you see something you can't describe that's impossibly big, stretches up into the sky, and you actually see one of the guys pull out his service revolver and shoot himself in the head as you stare at something that's impossibly big.
We see it through the snow?
Yes. The shaking is its footsteps as it's smashing the things like kindling. Half the guys like just abandon their posts and take off running. Some guys like just start freaking the fuck out. Like your squad is now half of the size it was before, probably. Because I don't know what it's like to see an elder god in this game, but I'm going to bet the sand loss is pretty severe. So the guys who didn't pass, I assume, were probably like a D20 or D100 roll. So they lost a shit ton of sand real fast. The guys rolling sixes also probably should have made rolls, but that's okay. We'll get there. Everybody else want to roll sand again for the screeching and the howling? Anybody close to losing their shit?
No, I don't want to.
At what point do we lose our shit?
Probably soonish.
Well, how do you figure that?
It's usually five. If you lose five or more in one go. So some of you guys
five should have lost six, in one go.
Yeah. Some of you guys should have lost your shit already.
Well, I just failed.
I failed again.
I've lost a grand total of 10.
Nice.
I lost again.
But
okay.
No. How lost. Much? Right.
Three.
Okay.
You good?
Yeah, I passed.
One.
One.
As things are beginning to scream, it's now, the temperature is now dropping drastically inside the base. Guys are beginning to shoot each other or scream at each other, stab each other if they have weapons. General chaos ensues. Some of you may or may not have lost your shit. The one guy I know who hasn't lost his shit is the demo guy. Hey, Jeff, make me a demolitions roll.
Missed it by 6.
And that's the end of the world.
As we know it.
Luck.
What is my luck?
50-50. Over under.
You call higher live?
Under.
Okay. So that happens.
Jeff rolled trips.
He
zeros.
Better be dead after this. I don't want to even look at him anymore.
So Jeff rolled 100. Everybody else at the table will roll a luck roll.
Hi.
Hi.
Nope.
Nope.
Crit fail.
Well,
Fedorenko.
I guess order of the Lenins established all the way around, I suppose. So Jeff fucked up the demolitions, apparently. I'm not sure what it was in his haste, but he clearly didn't do what he was supposed to do. We'll say maybe didn't open the silo hatches so that like the flame actually went up or something. It's all complicated. An elder god was, you know, fucking your shit up. A great old one was problematic. I was going to give some luck rolls to see if anyone could survive. it seems like no. So no one here is getting invited into Special Department 8, which is their diversion of Delta Green. But hey, I mean, they probably noticed that. And I'm sure the explosion pushed Ithaqua off, so the blizzard probably stops on its own. You killed the evil priest and all the thralls are fucking dead because you're dead too. So some of you might have survived.
Huh. Some of the soldiers, you mean?
No. Yeah. Some of the soldiers, not any of you four specifically.
Because I lost 26 of my 60 sanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Almost
I was
half.
Bonkers.
It's a little bit of a meat grinder.
I actually only lost 11.
Jeff, as usual, at the end of a Delta Green, looks like he really wished he would have just told me he didn't want to play. I couldn't find the exact rules for summoning or for calling Ithaqua. So I was like, I'm just going to make it a really low roll. And I rolled like a 12. I'm like, that seems fair. I think you can summon Ithaqua if you're like worshiping him.
So how did all the thralls die?
Probably the giant gout of flame that I'm going to assume that he set it up enough to blow up the solid fuel. Something went wrong in either the timing
so everything
or
everything exhausted through all the tunnels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the thralls all went the fuck up when the so whole place went up. Yes.
And the doors didn't seal correctly.
Yeah. I didn't get out in time.
Yeah. No, if he'd have made a luck roll, maybe he gets tucked away. Maybe, you know. Something fortunate happens, but a bad demo roll and a 100 on a luck roll means bad luck for everyone else, I suppose.
So what happens on the geopolitical scale here?
Everything's fine. We're all fine here.
How are you?
Situation contained.
I mean, it doesn't go off, so no ICBMs automatically targeting, say, Washington or anything else go up. You all get awarded with the Order of Lenin as an entire company of individuals is wiped off the off the map. So, mission accomplished.
Suicidal mission accomplished.
Slav show.
And the best part is the government you did it for dissolves in like 4 months.
The best. That Order of Lenin means so much in 6 months.
Yeah. Highest order from a defunct military regime.
Defunct.
Yes, Jeff, would you have any comments for the audience? You seem very unhappy with the results of the game.
No, it is what it is.
That's how it goes. I was telling them earlier when you were here, but there's an episode of Love, Death, and Robots on Netflix. Which is Russians in World War I with some weird stuff.
Nice.
It basically is a Delta Green scenario.
Nice.
And I highly recommend checking it out.
So, if Jeff hadn't rolled triple zero...
I would have let him blow it up and push Ithaqua off. I mean, you guys did a lot of really, really good things, ultimately. Like, I think overall, you put... It's not a easily winnable scenario. I gave you a nuclear weapon. Like, part of the goal was like, hey, Craig, you want to set off a nuclear weapon? I'm like, man, they really don't want to go for it. I'm going to start rolling the sand for the guy holding the backpack nuke and see how his sanity goes. And he was rolling like a champ, so...
Did those amulets that the people had have any effect?
Oh, no, no, no. Okay. They're all evil cult. They're all part of the evil cult.
Well, yeah. So
I had thought about like taking their amulets.
Yeah, that was my thought. Like, had we?
No, they're in on it. Like,
okay.
One of the things that Jeff failed to notice on a spot hidden was that when he pulled the guy close together, Jeff was exhaling in the cold, and that guy wasn't. That guy's total like Ithaqua is like the wanderer of the waste. All his people like can just run around in the fucking snow and completely be unaffected and. Everything's fine.
You mean Boots of the Winterlands?
Kind of like Boots of the Winterlands. See, it's funny because they actually can wear other people's feet and fly. That's a thing.
That's weird.
Yeah, it really is. But anyway, yeah, it was a cult of Ithaqua. The thing about Ithaqua is Ithaqua demands sacrifice. And the gulag that's been abandoned since 1975 is eventually going to run out of prisoners to sacrifice.
So were we actually fairly close?
You mean sacrifice?
In terms of... So you guys did everything essentially right. Like, it's not... This is, and I quote from Glancy, survival horror. Like, it's just trying to survive when really there's no reason for you to survive. Like, it's just rough. I mean, for God's sake, I can throw your goddamn truck down a hole and just kill you right there at the end if I want. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just a mess. But that's what I love about Glancy scenarios. Like, they're just not... If I had killed one of you guys off, like, just grab another character sheet and keep going. Like, it's... It's not so much the player investment, it's the experience of the game.
Yep. Right. Yeah.
There's no real way to win.
I wasn't expecting to, you know, survive. I was just hoping that we'd accomplish the goal, which it sounds like we sort of did.
Well, I mean, you prevented thermonuclear war, which is good.
Good thing. Yeah. Good thing.
You also, by killing off all the worshippers and all the thralls, gave no reason for a great old one to continue hanging around and fucking shit up. So, I mean, like, the blizzard would have just evaporated because that guy's no longer praying and summoning it. So they would have been able to fly MiGs over the base and seen like, holy shit, this place is a fucking disaster. They could have landed helicopters within a few hours and gone, okay, we're cool. Because this place is fucking destroyed.
Wait, who summoned it? Was that gibbering guy the one who summoned it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do a post-mortem. All of those investigators make sand checks.
Oh, yeah. No, they find a whole fucking mess down there. Like, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit, they roasted themselves alive with the addition of, with the remaining 23 guys of the company.
And maybe they think it was on purpose and we get the Order of Lenin.
Oh, yeah, no, you get Orders of Lenin, blah, blah, blah. Very weepy, closed casket funerals with no actual corpses in it. You guys are all buried in the fucking snow somewhere because that's how Soviet Russia would have done it.
Hey, we signed up for the job.
True.
Yeah. I think it's a very weird and disturbing scenario for sure. It's very odd. It's very railroady in the beginning, which I didn't particularly like, but I think that if you amp the tension up enough, players will get really into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really would like, I think it would be fun to do a special, I don't know enough about Russian stuff, but it would be good to do a special Section 8, like mini campaign or something, like running Delta Green, but running Russia's version of Delta Green, which is what Special Department 8 or whatever it is that they call them. It's part of the GRU. Yeah. GRU SV8, I think, is what they call them.
Yeah.
Anything else for the good of the podcast? I'm sure everybody's tired and wants to go home.
F*** you, Cody.
I mean, I had another 35 of those things to fight because you really didn't kill very many of them. 37. He had 37 cult followers at the internment camp.
Where were they?
They were the thralls. He turned them all into thralls. If you'd counted, you found 37. You would have found 37 boot prints. They mass sacrificed 500 corpses of horribly the guys who'd been in that gulag since at least 1978 or 1979. Butchered the fuck out of them. Got absorbed in his thralls, and then he went over to Site 6 because he knew there were more people to sacrifice there. Because the one thing you don't want to do with Ithaqua is miss your schedule for sacrifices.
Yeah.
Ithaqua doesn't like that. So he's like, oh, sweet, new sacrifices. And then he was like, oh, Gorbachev, I hear on the radio Gorbachev has been deposed. You know what will bring a winter god closer to us? Nuclear winter. That was his general plan. The thing that they didn't know, and that's why he smashed all the equipment. He was trying to launch the ICBMs. The thing is that the state secret state of emergency committee for emergency and emergency communist things or whatever, it's a dead man switch. So they turned on all the ICBMs. They have to be reset every 72 hours. Right. So they turned on the dead man switch, and 6 hours later, he swarmed in with his thralls and fucking murdered the entire base. They sent in a helicopter to figure out what was out or what had happened. They crashed the helicopter. And by that point, their consolidated power was like creating this blizzard, and that created the scenario.
What was at the crash site if we had gone there?
The dead bodies. Okay. Like,
we wouldn't encounter another thralls or anything?
Another nuke, but he specifies that it's damaged beyond repair. No thralls. They didn't knock him down. It's just literally...
Just the storm?
Yeah, the storm is supposed to be... That's the thing, is you're supposed to kind of give that creeping dread. Like, I mean, like, they can't make it. We're stuck in the snow. Like, it's very much a crawling, creeping dread all the way through the scenario that just, it's like, we gotta go.
And I get the sense that things could have gone much worse for us.
No, you guys got through a lot of, I mean, like, the one really terrible thing that you could have done that I didn't throw at you, because, I mean, it's a one-shot. I want to throw everything that's in the book about you, because I'm never probably going to play this again, right? You never left Nialku alone. If you had left Nialku alone, he turns one of his daughters into a thrall. He also makes a special fact to note, if you investigate, he is clearly, like, all the daughters look like him. Because it's some sort of like weird, creepy, incestuous family.
Oh, the inbreeding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So like.
What would have happened if I'd started popping the family?
He probably couldn't have done anything. He's got spells, but none of them would be useful. It says in there, in order to change her into a thrall, he needs about 5 minutes of chanting. So if you guys had fucked off, but not completely left, he could have turned one of his daughters into a thrall, and it would have been like a preview of what's to come. Mm-hmm. You can shoot them in the hearts. It gives you like a plus 20 advantage if you shoot them in the hearts. If you try to shoot them in the hearts, and you will instant kill them. But otherwise, any damage inflicted is... it's old school Dale to Green damage reduction, so I think it gets reduced to 1 point. So like you could light them up with a full clip that would do 22 damage, and you'll roll 22 damage, and I'll go, okay.
But we could never aim because they were flying around and we were shooting.
Yeah, I mean, that's
blind.
The thing is that these are like crazy ass things. So that's what it does, is it just estimates what they all are rolling. And if you all roll just by sheer putting more bullets downfield, you're going to kill one of them. So like Dave killed two of them in that explosion that were chasing him.
So yeah, I wasn't clear we had killed any of them.
Yeah, those two died. And then that's what I'm saying. Once you said, I'm going through here systematically, I've got the flamethrower guy taking a knee, I've got a guy, you know, standing over his shoulder and a guy standing over his other shoulder. Now the thing is that they fly at you in a front-on assault, you're gonna just lay into him with a full, two full clips of automatic fire and a flamethrower. I mean, you're gonna fucking hurt him. Because that's the thing that they say, if you shoot their cold dead hearts, the heat of a bullet passing through their heart will immediately kill them. So if you hit them right in the right spot, they're dead.
Gotcha. But shooting up into the air blindly is pure luck.
So that's the thing, is like the machine gun was worth 6, the sniper's worth 2, all other guns are worth 1. Every time you said so-and-so is shooting into the sky, I just add those numbers up and you get a single D100 roll. And if you get that number or less, you kill one. Because you're just putting so many damn bullets down range, you're bound to hit something.
That makes sense.
No, it's actually a pretty cool scenario, even if Jeff didn't like it.
No, it's not that I didn't like it.
He doesn't like me.
It's not that I didn't like it. It's that I thought we got all the way to the end, and we destroyed the world anyway because of one bad roll. And that pissed me off.
No, I mean, I assume you're competent
enough
for your job.
I can understand dying. I don't mind that. But if we'd gone through all that, and the nukes still went off, then I would have been pissed.
I mean, it's theoretically possible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely possible.
Well, to be fair, it didn't end in World War III.
Yeah.